Great, so welcome to this morning's meditation. So come into our comfortable, stable position, meditation position. And just taking a moment to find your seat. So we do that by feeling which parts of the legs are in contact with the ground. Feeling into our base, so into the sitting bones. And then just a very gentle lengthening up through the crown of the head. So we're not trying to sit upright, but we are trying to sit with a sense of aliveness, a little bit of a lift up through the waist, maybe an opening through the chest. And we're not lifting the chin up to the sky, but we can feel a lengthening up from the crown of the head. So there's a difference if we just lift the head up, we get a shortening through the back of the neck. If we lift up through the head, we get an expansion from the tailbone or sitting bones all the way up the spine. And we start to feel into the breath. And wherever we can notice the rhythm of the breath, so in the nostrils, in the throat, the chest, or the lower ribs, just spending a moment really noticing as the breath draws into the body and then as it draws back out. It doesn't matter if the breath is short or long, the breath will breathe itself without us thinking about it. But in our practice, it's part of our experience, part of our practice, that we use it as an anchor to always draw us back into present moment. So we really feel, draw ourselves in, gather ourselves in to the inhale, to the exhale. And it's the most wonderful anchor because it's always there. It's always there. We don't have to go and buy it, borrow it from someone. You know, it's with us all the time. So whether we're sitting in formal meditation, you know, or we're out shopping or whatever we're doing, we can use it as our anchor, as our tool to draw back into our centre. And as we keep our awareness on the breath, noticing into any softening around the shoulders, softening around the face muscles. And then maybe we can feel into the breath through the back of the body as well. So we're used to feeling the breath in the front of the body. We're used to living through the front of the body. But just as a gentle exploration, maybe we can draw our attention back, feeling any movement of the breath through the back of the body. You know, maybe we can't, and that's okay too. The practice is in the exploration, is in the kind curiosity. We're going to move into a practice as part of the Brahma Viharas family, so the abodes of awakening, our heart. And we move into the first of those practices, the Metta Bhavana. And as we move through a couple of the stages of the Metta Bhavana, just doing this with ease, so if your heart's feeling sensitive, you know, really just listening to which parts of the practice feel okay for you this morning. And we've already started this practice, bringing attention and care into ourselves by turning up to meditate, by tuning into the body, by feeling into our rhythm of the breath. So we can continue that sensing in, this sensing in of care for ourselves, of well-wishing for ourselves. And however the heart is, whether it is tender, whether it's open and abundant, you know, all is part of being human. So sensing into this well-wishing for ourselves. And if it's helpful for you, the traditional practice is to take an internal mantra. For some this is helpful, for others it's not, so you know, you're welcome to try it. And the internal mantra is, you say to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. And you can feel free to be creative in this practice, so you can change the words if there's something, a saying that particularly resonates with you more than those words. So we're going to stay with that with this in the first stage of our practice for a few moments, either taking the internal mantra or not, just staying with the breath, staying with well-wishing for ourselves. Remembering we've got the body to ground us, so if this brings a little bit too much headiness to us, we can come back to feeling the legs, the feet on the ground, come back to the rhythm of the breath. So these are our supports. And then we keep well-wishing for ourselves, whatever our circumstances are at the moment, a sense of kindness, of compassion towards ourselves, as we move into the second stage where we bring to mind a friend. So just choosing the first person who pops into your mind, and we can invite them onto the mat next to us. And then we notice if we've gone into any story. And maybe when we saw them last or when we're going to see them next. And then we let go of that story. And we breathe and we can sense into they are breathing too. So we sit breathing together. Just sense of them next to us. Engage in our imagination, but not bringing in too much analysis or thought around that. So Breathing together, wishing them well. And if it works for you, taking the internal mantra, we can bring our mantra towards them. So we can say to ourselves, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering, or words or other words which resonate with you. They too are human, they too are on this wonderful journey of life, roaming around the different realms of thoughts, feelings and emotions, things that they like, things that they dislike. So we wish them well. Staying with our friends, staying present with our friends for a few more moments, noticing the mind has taken us somewhere else. Notice the effect on our heart when we bring to mind our friends. Now we take a deep breath, we thank our friends, we let them go. And then we're going to bring to mind someone who we don't know very well. So in our practice we call this the neutral person. So it might be someone who works at the local shop or we pass every day. But just someone we're a little bit familiar with, but we don't know anything about them. And we can invite them onto our mat. And we can sense into breathing together with this other human. We can bring our well wishing to them. So again, you're welcome to take the mantra, the internal mantra, wishing them well. I wish you well. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And knowing, just like our friend, this person who we don't have an emotional attachment to, has a tender heart, has an abundant heart. Goes through the ups and downs of life, just like us. Has things that they enjoy doing, things that they don't enjoy. They have a favourite food. They're just sensing into their humanness and wishing them well. And without any emotional attachment, we might find that the mind drifts a bit more, which is perfectly natural. So when we notice it drifting, we draw it back into our neutral person, wishing them well, being here with them. Staying with them, giving them our attention. And now we can thank them, let them go, take a breath, come back to yourself. Then we move into the next stage where we bring to mind somewhere where there might be a challenging situation with. So we don't bring to mind, you know, something which is really painful with someone, but you know, maybe even a friend, and there's just a situation which is a bit niggly between you. Maybe someone at work, or. And we invite them onto the mat. Then we do this with care, with tenderness for ourselves. We feel that as we breathe, they breathe. And regardless of our challenging situation with them, they too are human. They too are breathing. They too have people that they care about. They too go through the challenges of everyday life. And if it feels okay, we can wish them well. If it doesn't, we can just stay with this sense of breathing together. Remembering we can always come back down to the ground to reorientate ourselves. You always come back to the breath. So taking care of yourself in this practice. So staying with the breath here. Keeping our attention as much as we can with this other human. The challenges in our connection with them, but they are still human. And then we can thank them, we can draw back in, taking a deeper breath in and out. Feeling into our heart. And then we sense into all the other humans that are living close by to us, whether we know them or don't know them, whether we have emotional attachment towards them. There's the sense of all these other breathing beings in the street that we are in the town that we are in this country, and broaden in awareness out this sense of all these other beautiful beings living on this planet. Wishing them all well, all the joy that there is at the moment, all the suffering. Open our heart just as much as feels comfortable for us and wish them all well. One of the animals, one of the birds, the fish. Wishing all life well. And we can become creative with this, so we can play with this part of the practice. And we can bring to mind different parts of life that we wish well. You know, feel free to make this your own. Sometimes I like to really think of the worms in the ground. You know, all the ants around the world. All the babies that have just been born. We can bring to mind all these different forms of life. All the seagulls. All the people that I've ever met in my life, whether I've stayed in contact with them or not. For just a moment to explore that, bring into mind creatively different forms of life. We can thank every form of life. We can wish the whole of the universe well. And then slowly drawing ourselves back into our own universe. The universe of this body, the universe of this breath, the universe of our own reality, which is always changing. Everything we do, all the conditions within our life has an effect on our reality. Every thought, everything we eat, every communication, this meditation. And drawing into the subtleties of the breath. Feeling the inhale, feeling the exhale. Feeling that this is how it is to be alive now, with this heart, this breath, with this body. And with a sense of kindness and compassion towards ourselves. And then we let go. And we just sit for a couple of minutes. So allowing whatever arises to arise, knowing that it will also fall. Noticing the waves of thoughts, waves of emotions as they arise. And then let's take a nice deep breath in and out. Going to draw this practice to a close, but as we know, the practice never ends. So we just transition into the next phase of our practice. And let's bring the hands into prayer, lowering the head. And if the eyes are still closed, gently blink and open the eyes, gaze at the fingertips. And then take a moment to notice how that practice was for us. And then letting that go, letting go of any analysis. And we'll take a deeper breath in, bringing the hands up to the sky. And a breath out, feeling the space around the body. And let's do that two more times, a deep breath in and up. And a breath out. And then last time, deep breath in and up. And feeling the space around us. And then hands together to say thank you to each other. Thank you so much, everyone. And you all be well. Have a wonderful day.